to a very special edition of Your World. Today's program focuses on an empty seat, the one behind me, symbolic of a single guest who wasn't ready to step forward and deal with a very serious issue, abuse. Whether sexual, emotional, or other forms of physical or mental abuse, in its many forms, abuse is tearing at the fabric of this country, and perhaps something that you have been running from for some time. Now, why is this seat empty? Is it fear that causes the one abused to fail to step forward? Is it shame or guilt? It is a trap that so many of those who have been abused fall into, believing they deserve the abuse and they are at fault. Today, we are dealing with this empty seat, symbolic of literally millions of people worldwide who face abuse every day and until this very moment haven't had the opportunity to say, please help. We're going to be looking at the world of abuse through the lens of something called trauma, what experts believe can lead to a very limited, lonely, and painful life. I'm Creflo Dollar. You do not want to miss a single minute of this program. Call someone, text them, and invite them to sit in with us today as we deal with this empty seat. And if this seat represents you, then allow me to encourage you. Your world is about to change. Our scheduled guest today suffered horrible abuse since he was a child, and he was beaten, sliced by a knife, constant torture, and even electrocution at the hands of his adoptive parents, who were finally caught and imprisoned. Now, since then, he has been unable to cope with the nightmare of his past and had agreed to let us help, but he decided he was not yet ready to face his trauma. I have invited a clinical trauma expert who works closely with people of all ages who have suffered abuse, neglect, domestic violence, and trauma-related disorders. Would you please welcome Dr. Darren Cooper to Your World today?
Thank you so much for coming. God bless you.
Dr. Cooper, I'm really excited about this show today. You heard me making reference to the empty seat.
Yes.
Maybe you can give us some explanation of why someone who has suffered this type of trauma, probably at the last minute decided, I'm just not ready to deal with this. What's the real deal with that?
Well, he might possibly have had some kind of, you know, just stress and anxiety over wanting to come and sit before the whole world.
Yeah.
Sometimes stress and anxiety is a symptom of trauma. If he has traumatic memories or flashbacks from his experience, it might be a little bit too much to deal with at one time.
Mm-hmm. And undealt with, what are the consequences of not dealing with that childhood trauma?
So if you don't deal with the trauma, chances are that you'll feel like you're stuck in that place. And so they may want to more or less run and hide.
Yeah.
Or just avoid. And so you see a lot of avoidant behaviors in people who have experienced trauma. They want to avoid any reminders of the trauma, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they will have flashbacks or things in the environment that trigger them.
So I guess one of the things we could expect is, I call it a false identity.
Yes.
A false person, and that normally occurs when you have these wounds that are covered up.
Right.
And so we really never get
the real person. How does one deal with helping that individual remove the cover and starting to deal with the real you rather than continuing with that false identity?
Yes, so in trauma work, a lot of times what we do is we get them to face the trauma, essentially, the traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. What we do is have them do something like a trauma narrative, mm-hmm. you know, where it's therapeutic for a person to maybe write the story down, mm-hmm. okay, creating something of a timeline, mm-hmm. And then in detail, just kind of going over it so that we, in a sense, desensitize them to what has happened, mm-hmm. because so many times they avoid the details of what happened because it's just too painful to remember.
You know, when I look at the guests that didn't show up today, I started reading over his situation. I don't even have a word to describe, mm-hmm. you know, the type of abuse at 8 years of age, the physical abuse, the mental trauma, the sexual abuse.
Pretty horrific.
And even one situation where his real mother, who was on drugs, mm-hmm. He went over to grandmother's house to see the grandmother and ran into the mother. Mm-hmm. And when he ran towards the mother, she pushed him away. Mm. That's his last memory of her. Do you think that a lot of times the abusers are suffering with childhood trauma that was never resolved in their own lives?
Oh, no doubt. A lot of times there's attachment, what we call attachment disorders, mm-hmm. That stem from parents or caregivers who have not dealt with their own trauma, mm-hmm. and don't know how to connect with their own child. Mm-hmm. And so we do see some kind of a generational trauma where their trauma inadvertently affects the child, mm-hmm. as well.
I guess my biggest concern right now are those who wear the cover well.
Yes, yes.
And you don't really see it until you get a more private time with them, or
right. mm-hmm.
maybe you hit a trigger, or mm-hmm. maybe a couple who's gotten engaged, mm-hmm. and this person wore the cover very well,
yes.
and, you know, a day before the wedding, she hit a trigger she didn't know anything about.
Yes.
So do you agree that the wounds that you fail to acknowledge, mm-hmm. it'd be difficult for those to heal, those wounds to heal if you don't acknowledge them, deal with
yeah.
them, get some therapy?
Yeah. Yeah, in those cases, a lot of times intimacy is very difficult because a person who has experienced trauma, they find it difficult to connect with other people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of isolation and
yeah.
withdrawal,
yeah.
social type withdrawal. Even with the young man who was your guest that was going to be here today, mm-hmm. No doubt, this would be definitely a trigger for somebody mm-hmm. who has not had any treatment and who's not really dealt with their traumatic history mm-hmm. for any length of time. And that's a very uncomfortable feeling, mm-hmm. you know, especially in a social setting. So.
Well, on television with millions of people watching
Absolutely.
You on a show. I mean,
Absolutely.
I could talk to you forever about this because I'm constantly meeting people
yeah.
who we label as what they're just troubled folks.
Yeah.
And you know how blacks are where therapy is concerned.
Absolutely.
I ain't got no problems.
Yeah.
I don't need to talk about it. It's almost like men going to get a checkup.
Yeah.
So they don't die of prostate cancer. Just go and get a checkup
right.
with that. And those of you watching programs on this Christian station, I want you to know that, you know, if you get sick and you have to go to a doctor, that doesn't mean you don't have no faith. You know, and if you have trauma in your life, and you choose to go see a therapist, that doesn't mean you have little faith or bad faith. It means that you're taking advantage of everything that God has made available where healing is concerned. Satan wants you sick, he wants you confused, depressed, and he wants you to blow your brains out. And anything that is for healing, I think God will endorse. Okay? We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, we're going to meet a guest who's going to help us explore through her story how trauma from abuse can spill over into every part of someone's life. We'll be right back.
Philadelphia, get ready for the 2019 Change Experience. Join Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar for one day only.
God! God has blessed you, and he's overflowing his blessing in your life.
And how many know God will take care of everything concerning you?
Join us Friday, November 15th at the Hilton Philadelphia City Avenue Grand Ballroom for the greatest event of the year. For more information on how to register, visit CreflodollarMinistries.org.
I want you to meet a young lady who, before this show, was in tears about the trauma she had experienced and her issues since, and is brave enough to sit in this empty seat. Would you please welcome a very special lady, Lourdes? You know about trauma. You've experienced it. You know the result of it. Dr. Cooper here is a trauma expert, and he's going to help us walk through this situation. But tell us your story.
Well, at the age of 6 years old, I started to go to church. I knew Christ at the age of six. And I had an uncle that lived with us in our home. He would take me to the laundry room and he would put his pants down. And when that happened, I had my Sunday dress on. And when he took me in the laundry room and I would get out, my dress was wet. And my mom would ask me, why is your dress wet? And of course, I wouldn't know how to react about it. I had to tell my mother that I got it wet myself. And my mother didn't know about what happened with me, what was going on. Never did I tell my mother.
And how old were you then?
I was 6 years old.
Yeah, how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since then, I struggled with sexual thoughts, sexual desires for a very long time. And that's what had happened when I was a kid.
Yeah. Dr. Cooper, bring us to a place where we can make the connection between, you know, obviously that very traumatic event, mm-hmm. to where she ended up with now the sexual thoughts, mm-hmm. and all of the things that proceeded after that.
So, you know, my mind goes to a couple of things when you talk about early childhood development. You know, she may be stuck at that developmental stage in a sense where, you know, there's like shame and guilt over something that really had nothing to do with, you know, it wasn't your fault. First of all, I want you to know that. And obviously it was a crime that was committed against you. But again, sometimes children don't understand that something is not their fault. And they may harbor some feelings of shame and guilt around bad things that happened to them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of confusion around what is safe boundaries or what is acceptable boundaries when a person has been violated in that way at such a young age. So it's not uncommon or unusual for a person to become more promiscuous later on. And depending on how much you may have given yourself over to those desires and those practices, then again, you know, in a sense, you're kind of reinforcing something within yourself.
Yeah.
So
how was your relationship with your mother, your parents, relationships with people that were coming up? I see the relationship with the uncle.
My relationship with my parents was great. Maybe mom wasn't there much because she was like working and she had two kids and everything. And the crazy thing is that I never told my mom that it happened. My mom actually found out through her sister. I thought my mom knew this long for like knowing that this happened to me. And well, my mom found out that news and another bad news with it. So it's like, that's how my mother found out through my aunt. So she found out like too many bad news that day when she found out that I had been mentally abused by my own uncle. And
you said mentally abused?
Yeah, well, I don't know really what to characterize it. Like, is it really abuse or what is it really like? Cause I mean, it wasn't that I was like literally like raped or anything. I wasn't raped. So it was more like I was abused in like, it's like if he was masturbating on me. It's kind of like that. I don't know what you would call that.
So Dr. Cooper, tell her what we call that.
Well, that is still sexual abuse. Yes, even though there might not have been any penetration, But still, you know, for him to have exposed himself to you, again, you're a child, so he's an adult. So basically in this, you know, in this country, our culture, we consider that that's wrong, that's a crime, right? Basically, had he been turned in, he would have been prosecuted, he probably would have gone to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so it was wrong on that level. But yes, indeed, we call that sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not mental. It's
not just mental. Yeah. It's sexual abuse, sexual assault. And I think it's typical of someone who has experienced trauma to try to look for ways to try to downplay it. Maybe this didn't really happen. And I think the most important part about your healing is to come to the place of recognizing that this happened. And this is exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was sexual assault and abuse and trauma. And it happened by an adult. It was a crime that was committed. All of these realities are so important for you to recognize and to settle in your thinking as you make progress, you know, towards your healing. Because if not, you'll somehow start blaming yourself for things that you are not responsible for at all.
And I actually have. So I'm considered one of the worship leaders at my church. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel guilty because I'm like, why did it happen? Why did it have to happen to me? Mm-hmm. Why could it have been someone else? Why me?
Sure.
And currently I don't sing at church. But one of my desires has been that I would love to come back to sing and worship God. Mm-hmm. You know, when God has called you to ministry and called you to worship, he's called you for one thing, but it's like something that's still holding you back. It's like you're afraid that what if you fail God? What if something happens to you or like something like that? So it's come to the point where like, I want to go back to worshiping God. But I feel so guilty because I feel like it's my fault. Like, did I do something wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, period. None. God's not mad at you. He's not in a bad mood where you're concerned. You did not do anything. You have no reason to walk in the condemnation. And if shame tries to continue to knock at the door, the scripture says, those that believe in Jesus shall not be put to shame.
Right.
It is the enemy that's trying to stop you from using your gift that will be a blessing to other people. The way he does that is through condemnation, guilt, and shame. Mm-hmm. Be free from that guilt and shame. And know, you did not do anything to offend God whatsoever. His grace and mercy is on you, but please, from this day forward, you walk out of this studio today knowing I didn't do anything wrong. In fact, you're the righteousness of God, you're highly forgiven, you're the apple of God's eye, and all heaven's been like, where's she at? Where's she been? It's like, what happened? And look what guilt does and condemnation does. It moves you out of the very purpose for your life and causes you to focus on something that's not even true. And now the biggest lie in the Garden of Eden was you feel like I got to do something to become what you already are. That's the biggest lie. Because of what Jesus has done for you, hey, you're straight. You're ready to go. You get back involved in that music ministry pronto, immediately, right away, with no condemnation. You hear me? I need you to do something for it. I want you to say that. I need you to say it out loud. It is not my fault.
It is not my fault.
I am not responsible.
I am not responsible.
For the abuse.
For the abuse.
That happened to me.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
That's it. No more condemnation. No more fear, honey. Get back in that place. You call your music director up, tell him you're coming back this weekend. No more condemnation. Now, you know, the little fault game comes up, but you're not responsible for that. That is a result of trauma and an abuser who committed a crime on you that should have known better. You do not look bad at yourself. Don't look down at yourself. You're the apple of God's eye. Always have been, always will be. But now what you want to do is continue to walk away from this trauma so that this trauma is not used to keep you down, keep you back, and cause you to stay in guilt and fear. And I can imagine getting up there singing, thinking that you were responsible for it, that a panic came in. And panic is just groundless fear. Oh my God, I'm up here singing and I feel like a hypocrite. All of those things that happen because, you know, this unresolved issue where this trauma is concerned. And imagine there are people right now who are watching the program who have been beating themselves up day in and day out. Make them feel, oh, I feel nasty. I feel like I'm not worthy. I feel that's just the devil trying to play you. And I'm telling you, that ends today. Over. Amen. Yep. I was looking for that smile. She like, oh, and you should really wear him out the very first Sunday back at praise service. You should sing like you Jennifer Holliday. You understand what I'm saying? You ought to beat the snot out of him. You understand? Let him know look, you almost got me. I remember there was a little kid who died under my watch. He drowned, and a lot of things are around that. But I blamed myself for that to the point where I was getting ready to become an atheist. Because I don't have anything to do with God because he let this kid die. And man, I tell you, God, he jacked me up and changed my tire and told me, he said, boy, you are being deceived. It took a guy from overseas to come over and prophesy that there's somebody in here who's mad at God. And then he said, that little boy knows more about God than you'll ever know until you get there. And he didn't even know what the situation was. Man, I ran out of that room, went down to an empty parking lot, and I said, oh, my God, he almost did it to me. I'm sitting up here. That was a traumatic situation to see that person die. And I didn't deal with the trauma. The first thing I wanted to do is to blame myself. It's got to be my fault. And it was not my fault at all. And I'm telling you, I'm free from it. And I've been busting his head wide open for over 40 years. Make them pay for that. Now you do the same thing. You do the same thing. Listen, abuse and betrayal during our childhood years or even later can leave lasting scars that can affect you in every area of your life. Now, if you have deep-seated pain, you can turn your hurt into wholeness by trusting in God. And when you place your trust in Him, He can displace worry, hurt, or any other negative emotion as the center of your life and leave you free from the bondage of your past. I would like to thank the studio audience for their participation. And let's hear it again for the brave young woman who came forward, Lardis. Let's give her a big hand. And also a big hand clap and a big thanks to Dr. Darren Cooper to come here and to give us the insight and take us through some of the things that we learned today. Don't we appreciate Dr. Cooper? And thank you for joining us here and joining us every week. So listen, I want to hear from you too. Reach out and connect with us online at yourworldwithcreflo.com and stay connected with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and know that I'd love to hear from you. We want to hear your story. I'll see you next time right here on Your World.
Millions of people worldwide face abuse each day or are still trying to overcome the trauma they once faced, and they have never come forward to seek help. Through today's discussion of trauma and abuse between Dr. Creflo Dollar and Dr. Darren Cooper, you met a brave young girl named Lourdes who decided she was ready to break free from the bondage of her past. And Creflo Dollar wants the same for you. If you or someone you love is dealing with the shame or fear stemming from past or present abuse, then please listen closely. You do not have to stay in bondage anymore. Call now to receive Creflo Dollar's Overcoming Shame Collection, five inspirational messages that reveal how to defeat shame and the burdens of your past through God's unchangeable promises of love, healing, and deliverance. In this collection, you will first get The Harm of Shame, a three-disc CD set that will help you fight back against the enemy. The devil's favorite weapon to use against us is shame over something that happened in the past. Don't let God's purpose for your life be sabotaged. Next, you'll get Creflo Dollar's book, Overcoming Shame, which will take you step by step how to get past the negative emotions of shame or guilt and help you build your path back to God's significant purpose for your life. You are not a failure, and your voice must be heard. Next, you'll also get the book, No Fear Here, in which Creflo Dollar sheds light on the paralyzing spirit of fear and why tolerating it for even another moment wreaks havoc in your life and keeps you in bondage. It is time to stand up and be brave. It's time to move past your past and set your sights to the future of joy that God has promised. But that's not all. You'll also get the full unedited DVD of today's program, The Empty Seat, The Trauma of Abuse, in its entirety. You only saw a small part of today's heart-wrenching interview with Lourdes and the in-depth discussion about trauma, shame, and victory over them both with Dr. Darren Cooper. Now watch the entire program, yours today as part of this complete collection. Get all five inspiring and motivating teachings in the Overcoming Shame Collection, the three CD set, The Harm of Shame, the book Overcoming Shame, the book No Fear Here, and the uncut interview, all for your love gift of only $35 or more. Don't wait one more minute to break free from the bondage of fear and shame from trauma. Make the call now. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.